It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook is the king of social networks. 800 million members just filed to go public, worth a fortune. But check your Shakespeare. Just because you're king now doesn't mean you'll be on the throne forever. Check out a site called Pinterest. Its traffic increased 4,000% from July to December, and it has 2.5 million members, even though it's still invitation only. On Pinterest, you find a picture of something that you like, and you pin it to your virtual bulletin board to keep track of it and share it. William Ward, social media professor at Syracuse, says it's more about interests than people.
I actually have 12 boards on Pinterest with over 1,100 items. But let's say one of my interests is I like to work on cars, so maybe I have a Pinterest board that shows you the different cars that I'm working on and the progress of my projects with photos. So you might follow it because you also enjoy cars and working on them, and that's how you connect with me. I might have another Pinterest board that's about fashion items, and somebody else may choose to follow it based on their interest in fashion. So you and that person would have very different experiences of how we would engage in what I'm doing with my social network.
All those pictures make the site very compelling.
I think with the visual element is the classic explanation, a picture is worth 1,000 words. If we go back, blogs were sort of the early form of social networking or social media, and people really were writing 1,000 words in their blog. Then we went to Twitter, and now we're down to 140 characters, and now we're skipping the words altogether, and we're going to sort of a visual communication.
People like Pinterest and those pictures because they make the web easier, says Stephen Johnson from Temple University.
Pinterest is really part of a broader trend towards valuing content curators. So if you think about the early days of the World Wide Web, back then the biggest problem was finding interesting things. Today, the problem's completely the opposite. There's just way too much stuff. We're totally inundated. Instead, we turn to people and try to find information sources we can trust. Once you find somebody that you like their style, you want some way that you can follow that person and follow what they're presenting to the world as their style. And Pinterest is one of the tools that's out there today that makes it easy to do that, and it's well-designed to share information and then to follow other people who are doing that.
Now, no one's ready to say Pinterest is going to dethrone Facebook yet. For one thing, they're very different. One's about interests, the other is more about people. But if Pinterest finds an audience, other new social networks could do the same.
Certainly a long-term threat for Facebook's success is that people come along with multiple different kinds of sites like Pinterest that start to reduce the amount of time that people spend on Facebook. So I think it would be really hard for Facebook to be one place that all of these other types of things happen.
Stephen Johnson from Temple University. Let's check our findings.
According to a recent study.
Ooh, I like that. Let's get another funky beat going. That's it. You hear that heavy bass line? It's not just fun to listen to. It could be a power source. Purdue University researchers were looking for a power source for implanted medical devices used to monitor patients who've had aneurysms. They found that low-frequency tones could be stored in a capacitor and that power used to run the devices. A regular tone would work, but the researchers thought it would be novel to use the bass lines found in hip-hop. Yeah, that's novel, although now we'll need to consider if downloading hip-hop tracks is covered by our medical insurance. You can find us on the internet. We're at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.